Passionate, driven, enthusiastic, euphoric. This is who we are as entrepreneurs. But how we leverage these incredible attributes to dream and build businesses that scale and grow is what this podcast is all about. Hello, I'm attorneypreneur Josh Brown, and welcome to Franchise Euphoria. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Franchise Euphoria, the podcast where we are focused on providing strategy, education, and consulting to the incredible and growing franchise community. Welcome, everyone. Josh Brown here. Today, I am thrilled to have Michael Stelzner on the show. Michael is the founder of Social Media Examiner, the world's largest social media marketing resource. He's also the author of the books Launch and Writing White Papers, and the man in charge of large events such as Social Media Marketing World, which is right around the corner, and Social Media Success Summit. He also is the host of the Social Media Marketing Podcast, founder of the Social Media Marketing Society, and host of the weekly morning social media talk show. Wow, Michael, hello and welcome.
Hey, Josh, thanks for having me on the show.
Well, you know, on your website, you have this really cool video of you driving around telling your launch story for Social Media Examiner. And in it, you speak about the less than enthusiastic reaction by your partners when you first mentioned the idea. Now, years later, nearly 500,000 subscribers later, how do they feel about the concept now?
Well, you know, it's funny. The good news is I am actually the sole owner of Social Media Examiner. So the, but I will tell you that what was happening way back when was I was sitting around a table with some people that were very influential in the social media world, and we had done some stuff together, and I just asked that they'd be interested in creating kind of a group blog, and they, and as you alluded, they were a little, you know, but it's funny because I just talked to one of them recently, and she said to me, you know, I think that you're the leading expert in the entire world on this thing now. And what's funny is back then I didn't know anything. I was a total rookie. So, they're all kind of in awe at what has happened, as am I. You know, I thought this would be a 3-year experiment.
Well, it's so cool because, you know, when I was watching the video, it was just kind of like, huh, he just decided to just kind of drive around and record it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was actually, I had a camera guy, in the passenger seat of my, my Toyota Highlander, and he was kind of leaning back, and we just kind of did it in a couple takes. And what's funny is because I was on camera, I wasn't paying attention too much to what was happening on the road, and I practically ran into a car. That part didn't make it into the video.
Well, I'm wondering if you also inspired Jerry Seinfeld in his very popular, you know, riding in cars with comedians.
I seriously doubt it.
Well, you know, as of now, you are Mr. Social Media Marketing. You are the man, and you've got the and you've got the site and the protocol to prove that out, and have a ton of things going on, all with regard to social media marketing. I'm curious, though, what business ventures were you involved in prior to this?
Just before I started Social Media Examiner, I was a writer, and I wrote a book called Writing White Papers. So basically, I was a gun for hire, and I would help high-tech companies predominantly figure out how to write white papers, which are like article meets brochure. And I had built up a platform called White Paper Source, which is kind of like an online magazine for that industry, and trained thousands of out-of-work journalists how to basically take their craft and apply it to the corporate world. And it was really actually, you know, they called me the king of that world. And I deleted the website. I mean, like 2 years into the Social Media Examiner thing, I knew I was onto something. I just completely killed all the old content, deleted it all. But, you know, it, I will tell you, if it wasn't for that venture and the venture before that, because I am a 20-year serial entrepreneur, if it wasn't for all these little things that I learned along the way, I would never be where I am right now.
Well, when did you first start diving into the digital space? Was it with Social Media Examiner?
No, actually, it was 1996.
Wow, that was so early.
Yeah. Talk about a long time ago, you know, 1996, I started a creative services agency and I sold exclusively online. And we were doing website designs and we were servicing the high tech industry. So we were doing website designs. We were doing, animations and we were doing, trade show booth displays and annual reports and any creative work, both graphically and written was what we were doing. And that was a really successful business for me right up until, you know, I would imagine around 2002, 2001, when the tech market crashed. So that started the new business, which was the white paper business. And I got bored of that, you could say. And that's when I started this new experiment called Social Media Examiner. And now we're almost on 7 years on the Social Media Examiner journey.
Wow, that's awesome. So, I mean, for a novice business or franchise owner or anyone out there for that matter, who obviously knows about social media, but just maybe doesn't fully understand its impact, what would you say is a good way to explain social media marketing in general and its benefits?
It's a great question, and don't feel weird if you don't understand it, because I still try to wrap my brain around it every day because it's always changing. The best way to describe the benefits of it is social media eliminates the middleman. That's about just like the internet. When the internet came about, it was all about disintermediation of the middleman, right? So the idea you could go direct to customer. What social media did for marketing is it got rid of the traditional middleman, which was radio, television, print, all these kinds of things where you had to pay someone else who had access to an audience. You could now build your own audience and you could communicate directly with your customers. Like, think about how traditional retail works. You go into a grocery store and you buy a Campbell's soup can. Guess what? Campbell's has no clue who you are. Campbell's works through a distributor. And the store doesn't even buy from Campbell's. They buy from the distributor, you know? And there's this, in the old ways, there was these layers of separation between the customers. And now that is completely eliminated. And with social, you can now, you know, develop a fan base, communicate with them, gather insights for your product development, directly sell to them. There's just all sorts of things that you can do now. And of course, create raving evangelists for your products and services that snap pictures whenever they're on your property or tell their friends about it with the click of a button. It really is like the poor man's marketing, if you will, but it's extremely effective.
Well, you know, it's interesting. And that was a really good explanation of that. I mean, it's at least for myself, I mean, I credit social media in large part 3 years ago when I've been practicing for about 10 years, but 3 years ago, I decided to go out on my own. And because of, just like you said, the direct link that you can have to your clients, to your customers, to your future clients, and directly talk to them about their needs, their wants, and what you can provide to them. I mean, that has helped me so much in growing my practice. And I just think back to years ago when it didn't exist, I probably wouldn't have been able to jump out on my own at that time because of the great expense I would have had to go to for more of the traditional marketing.
And to give you some context, Social Media Examiner, last year we had almost 12 million people visit our website and we email 445,000 people on our email list. Now, do you know how much it would cost pre-internet to actually send out a magazine to 445,000 people? It would cost so much money, I could have never done it, right? So, yeah. And we don't spend any money on marketing at all. As a matter of fact, probably just a few thousand dollars during certain kinds of campaigns that we're doing, but almost all of our audience finds us and grows organically. And it just would not have been possible. So they've always said the internet is the great equalizer and social empowers those people to do amazing things and ultimately love you and buy from you. And I think that's what's amazing about it.
No, that's really great. So from the time you started this adventure to now, so much has changed and evolved with social media. What are some of the big changes that you've witnessed?
Oh man, there's been a lot. And I got to tell you, just in the last 9 months, there's been radical changes. And I think, let me just speak to what's happened in the last 9 months because it's so crazy. Most people don't even realize it. I stood up at this on the stage of Social Media Marketing World, our big conference last March, and I said that native video was the future of social media. And what I meant by that is you don't need to any longer put your videos up on YouTube. You can put them up on Facebook and you can put them up directly on Twitter. And I predicted that this is going to give YouTube a run for their money. But what I didn't know, which happened literally the next, like just the hours before I got up on the stage, was there was some brand new technology came out called Periscope.
Yep.
And live video. Okay. And today, here we are about 9 months later. And now the hottest thing in the entire social media industry is the ability to, with your smartphone, broadcast live like a television studio, high definition video from anywhere with your smartphone. And now we have Meerkat and Periscope and Facebook Live and Blab and all these technologies that never existed that allow you to essentially do live video content like television studio kind of stuff with absolutely nothing more than what you already have in your pocket. And I got to tell you, this is literally transformational. And then on top of this, we have something called 360 degree video. Have you seen this yet?
No.
You know what this is?
No.
So 360 degree video, you can buy a camera from Ricoh. It's called the Ricoh Theta S. Okay. It's about $400. It's high definition, 360 degree video. You can hold it above your head and hit record. And this will create literally, it'll film absolutely everything around you, up, down, left, right, behind you, in front of you. And you can actually create completely 360 degree experiences. So imagine like you're inside of a restaurant and you want to just go ahead and record a 2 minute clip of the amazing things in the restaurant. You hold this thing up, you record it, and then you upload it to Facebook, and then people on their mobile phone can take their phone and move it to the left, move it to the right, look up, look down. And it's as if they're actually there.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That is called 360 degree video. It just came out. And YouTube has it and Facebook has it. And this video thing is huge and it's easy to produce. It doesn't require expensive equipment. And then on top of this, Facebook is coming out with these goggles called Oculus Rift. So you can put these goggles on, and Google has something called Google Cardboard or like paper. I can't remember what it's called. And you put these things on and you put your you can put your phone in here. And then all of a sudden you're completely immersed in a 360 degree virtual reality world. So you can now create experiences. Like imagine if a realtor wanted to do a virtual walkthrough on a house, they could do that kind of stuff.
Wow, that's incredible. Do you think it's all, I know
it's nuts, right?
No, it's nuts. I mean, it's first of all, I'm amazed that you're able to keep up with all of it because it just seems like every single day there's just something new that comes about.
Well, we have weekly debrief meetings and we have a live show every week that covers every Friday morning. We have a live show where we talk about literally what broke in the last week and we bring on the experts and stuff. So, but yeah, it is amazing to keep up with it. I mean, and it's overwhelming, frankly.
I mean, do you think there's going to be do you see a continued push towards mobile, or do you think that that's going to reach a limit at a certain point?
Okay. There's always a limit because there's only so many humans in the world. But what I will tell you is that more people are using mobile on the social networks than they're using desktop. So what that means is if you're listening right now, your customers are actually more likely on Facebook, Twitter, and so on and so forth on their smartphone than they are on their desktop. And the data is there to prove it. Facebook has all sorts of amazing data and it is all about mobile. So yeah, if your website's not mobile savvy, you got a problem. If you're not creating content that's optimized for mobile, you got a problem.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've seen some of those statistics.
And by the way, that's why podcasting is growing so much too, because that's a mobile consumption vehicle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's where do you see it aside from continuing down the mobile stream? Where do you see social media and all its channels? Because, you know, obviously you've got the mainstays of Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest. And, you know, who knows what it's going to be 5 years from now?
Well, right? I'll tell you what's hot right now is Snapchat. Are you familiar with Snapchat at all?
I am. But if you could describe it a little bit for the audience, that'd be great.
Snapchat, probably everybody's heard of Snapchat and they've heard of it as this thing for teenagers where they're doing inappropriate things on there. But it's actually gone mainstream now. Snapchat is all about recording 10-second videos or still shots and publishing them in a linear fashion on something called the story. And, you know, if you want to see how it looks, you could search Mike Stelzner my user ID is Mike Stelzner on Snapchat. You can see how people do it. But basically what it is people are creating experiences. So imagine if, you know, a franchise owner here has some sort of a physical property and they're publishing throughout the day. Let's say they're a restaurant, they're publishing snaps. They're called snaps. Okay. These little videos, snaps of people in the kitchen preparing, meetings, maybe customers delivering food, maybe parties that are going on, and they're just delivering this content on the phone in these little 10-second vertical formats. People go nuts over this kind of stuff. And more importantly, your customers are probably constantly snapping inside of your property. So if you ever see someone hold up a phone and they hold it up like vertically instead of horizontally, and they hold down a button for about 5 or 10 seconds, I almost guarantee you they're creating what are called snaps. And they're just very short little videos. But Snapchat has, I think, 9 billion video views a day.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
9 billion a day. And by the way, that's with 100 million users, okay? So do the math on that. People are going nuts with this thing. And what's unique about this is once you watch the video, it disappears. So, and by the way, it not only does it disappear, but every 24 hours it disappears. So what happens is if you can get creative about your content strategy on Snapchat, people will come back every day to watch it because they won't want to miss it because it literally disappears after 24 hours.
Why does it disappear? What's the thinking behind that?
It's a scarcity concept. It's okay. A psychological principle that we don't want to miss anything. The fear of missing out. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, sure.
So they're employing this with great success. And we've written a couple articles, by the way, on Social Media Examiner. If you just go to our site and search for Snapchat, one word, you'll find a lot of interesting like articles. And we've also got a getting started kind of link in our navigation bar. And we should have some articles under there about Snapchat. But that is still a hot emerging platform. And my prediction is that people are going to talk about Facebook, Snapchat, and Twitter. You know, it's going to be right up there. And may even be bigger than Twitter.
So where does, you know, with business owners or with franchise owners, you know, a lot of traditional business folks sort of head towards LinkedIn. And LinkedIn has kind of gone through, as far as I can tell, and I'm not an expert on this, but I've seen them go through some changes where they're trying to be more interactive. They're trying to be more interactive like Facebook and so forth.
They're actually doing a pretty decent job too.
I think that they are. I mean, I've done, you know, it's funny.
Have you tried their mobile app yet?
No, I haven't tried it yet.
Okay, listen. I mean, real quick, I just today published a podcast episode with Vivica Von Rosen about LinkedIn Mobile. They've got like 15 different mobile apps, but their main mobile app was just updated about a month ago, and it looks exactly like Facebook. So when you use it, it's really user-friendly, and it's amazingly powerful. So it's actually getting people to use LinkedIn even more.
That's awesome because, you know, LinkedIn, I feel like continues to get better and better and better. For a while, I actually stopped using it. I mean,
they were not innovating very much. And all of a sudden, they're finally getting their act together.
They are. I remember at one time I was like a premium user and I'm going, why am I spending this money? I'm really not getting anything from it. And then all of a sudden they completely changed their platform and it was obvious they were making a push to be more interactive. And then even when I've done, and I don't know if you found this, Mike, or not, but when I've done like some blog posts or anything and posted them on LinkedIn, I get way more interaction on LinkedIn.
Well, LinkedIn allows you to publish using, I think it's called the LinkedIn Publisher. Mm-hmm. And that is definitely a great way to distribute your content. You know, you could publish on LinkedIn Publisher, Facebook Notes, Medium. But I know a lot of people are getting a lot of new eyeballs with taking content from their blog and also publishing on LinkedIn.
So I know, do you see with, you know, business to business or business to consumer, do you see a divide in how you want to utilize social media networks or does it really just depend?
Not really, because in the end, everybody is a human, you know, and we're really humans are wired to have interests and in all sorts of things. So, you know, whether you are a consumer who's interested in food or a business owner who's interested in marketing, it's still the same. You know, you want to learn cool recipes or you want to learn new techniques if you're the marketer, you know? So it's just all about creating content that appeals to the audience. And it should, one of the problems B2B marketers make is they don't make it visually as appealing as B2C marketers. B2C marketers have a little edge up on business to business people because they understand the power of photography and layout and all that kind of stuff. And B2B marketers could take something from their playbook for sure.
So coming up on April 17th through the 19th is Social Media Marketing World, a world-class conference hosted in San Diego, as we've mentioned here already, where you bring together over 3,000, I think over 3,000 folks, along with the experts, the influencers, the leaders in yes. social media marketing, all to one place to really do a deep dive into social media marketing. Tell us about this awesome event and what someone can expect to receive yep. by attending.
Well, one of the unique things, we're in a very unique position being the largest in our industry. We have great relationships with all of the top experts in the world, and they all are coming to social media marketing. So for businesses that want to learn things like Facebook ads or Snapchat, or, you know, how to do podcasting or blogging, or even how to do video, we have recruited over 100 different experts. And they're all hand recruited for the most part by me. And what's great about it is this is a chance for a lot of business owners and marketers to come and kind of up their game. Because if there's one thing, Josh, that's difficult, it's keeping up with the world of social, you know? And when everybody comes together and they share their like war stories and pick up tips and stuff like that, people walk away with an amazing experience. What's unique about the conference is that we give the recordings for everything included with the ticket price. So
that's awesome.
You know, we have 10 simultaneous tracks going on, so you can't multiply yourself by 10, but you can, you know, if you want to spend your time networking and gathering up relationships with your peers instead of necessarily going to sessions, it's not a problem because you will walk away with all of those recordings so you can study them. Because today it might be Snapchat that you want to learn about, and tomorrow it might be video marketing. And the good news is you got access to all that.
Well, that's really cool. So are you speaking, or are you more behind the scenes?
Yeah, no, I'm the opening keynote. Each year I do the opening keynote. This year I'm talking about we surveyed 5,100 marketers a few weeks ago, and I'm going to be talking about the outcome of that research and where marketing is going in social media in 2016. So I'll be doing the opening keynote.
Well, that's just fantastic. And it is a fantastic event. And I just want to tell you, Mike, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing some insights. I mean, there's so much to talk about in this social media world, and you've just given a nice, nice glimpse of it. I know socialmediaexaminer.com is the website. Is that the best way to learn more and engage in your business?
Yeah, a couple things. If you learn by listening and you have room in your podcast player, look for Social Media Marketing, which is my podcast. I do a weekly show, 45 minutes, deep interviews. That's a good place to start if you learn by listening. If you want to read, of course, Social Media Examiner has really detailed articles. And then if you want to learn from experience, you know, you can go there and you can find our conference there as well.
And I got to ask you, because I know I mentioned it at the outset in your bio, but what's the morning social media talk show you do?
Yeah. So each Friday morning we do the morning social media marketing talk show. And this is a live show that we do on some technology called Blab, which is basically like the Family Feud. Oh my gosh, Brady Bunch, you know, where you have little squares yeah. and there's up to four of us that are live. And what we do is we literally take all the information that we had done from like our war room the day before, and we break down what happened this week in the world of social media marketing. We talk about everything that's changed. We bring on experts to give their insight. Like this morning we did it, and we brought on a Twitter expert to talk about all the crazy news that's happened in the last week with Twitter. And we also talked about Facebook newsfeed algorithm changes. So we literally spend a lot of time researching and talking about what all this means. And then boom, we have that show on Friday morning, 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern.
Wow, that just sounds awesome. Do you ever put down your phone? You ever put down the technology and sign off?
My wife got on my case yesterday. I need to do more of it. The weekends, I try not to on the weekends, but during the week, it's kind of hard not to.
You and me both, man. I think a lot of us are in that boat where it's hard to do. But then when you do it, you feel good about doing it.
Oh, yeah.
It's good to get away. Like,
I love just... You know, I love just getting outside. So as long as I've got something to do, definitely. And of course, there's a big football game coming on here in a couple of days that I will be probably putting it down for.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, enjoy the Super Bowl this weekend. I know the social media marketing world is going to be fantastic. And of course, everybody can go to socialmediaexaminer.com and also check out your social media marketing podcast and all your other great stuff. And just really thanks again and just keep up the great work.
Thank you, Josh.
Hopefully this was helpful for you today. If you are in the market for a franchise, I would highly encourage you to check out my free ebook, which is What to Know Before You Buy a Franchise. You can head over to my website at indyfranchiselaw.com and download it there for free. And let me know what you think. If you're enjoying this podcast, if you're enjoying the value that you're getting from this podcast, I'd also invite you to go to iTunes and provide me with a rating and review. It always helps for visibility on the podcast. So thank you so much for your support and hope this episode was helpful to you.
Thanks for being with us today on the Franchise Euphoria podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to go to iTunes and provide a review. Also, please remember that although Josh Brown is a licensed and practicing attorney, nothing contained in this podcast should be construed as legal advice, because it is not. The information contained in this podcast is general and educational in nature, and none of it should be relied upon as legal advice. That being said, if you have questions for Josh and would like to contact him, please email him at josh@franchiseeuphoria.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you tune in to our next weekly episode.